Hi, welcome to Fusion Voices, the official podcast of NYU's Fusion Film Festival. Fusion's mission is to celebrate women and non-binary creators in film, television, and new media. I'm your host, Ailea Slano, and we're kicking off our new club series on Fusion Voices with Edie Peffley, the founder of NYU screenwriting club, Courier.
Well, welcome everyone, and hi Edie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, oh my god, thank you. So please, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, definitely. So I am a sophomore in film and TV, and I'm from Houston, Texas. I live close to Washington Square, and I'm trying to go into TV writing, which is really exciting. I love writing comedy and dramas. I think comedies are like the best form, but yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Okay. Interested in a lot of screenwriting, a lot of TV interest. Love that. And with that, so please, like, tell us what Courier is and, like, when did it start?
Yeah, for sure. So Courier is NYU's screenwriting club, and it just started this past fall, which has been super exciting, but it's really been in the works since last year during the spring. So it's taken us a while to kind of get it up and running just with figuring stuff out with NYU. But yeah, it's a screenwriting club, and it's for writers to come together and work to meet each other and work on each other's writing outside of the classroom. So that's kind of what our mission statement surrounds, is the idea of working beyond the classroom and really focusing on collaboration, because I think that a lot of people tend to write solo and maybe might look for some feedback elsewhere beyond the class, and also just writing partners as well. So yeah, we officially started in the fall, and we've been having weekly meetings ever since.
Going off of that, you said you weekly meetings. Do you host any type of events within Courier? Like, just, you know, tell us a little bit about those events that you've had or like hope to have in the future.
For sure. So we start out with some workshops. So we've done dialogue workshops, we've done logline workshops, and they're so fun, and people really get into them, and we like to share as well. Like, that's a really big part of our club. Some other events, we're planning on having a networking event this semester for other writers to meet each other, because that's really important. Also, we do our semesterly write-a-thon, which is basically a pitching competition. So that, just like a brief overview of that, is we bring in a bunch of writers into a room, and for an hour they have time to create a beat sheet for a 5 to 7 minute short film based off a couple of prompts. And once that hour is up, we bring in producers from Student Producers Association, and they come in the writers pitch, and we do two rounds of pitching. And at the very end, we announce the winners, and they get some really cool prizes that we're really excited about this semester. Yeah, that's the main overview of our biggest event during the semester. But other events we have are, we also do script swaps. Personally, is my favorite, is where you bring in with like your scripts and everything, and then you switch with a partner and you get feedback on those scripts and kind of just some more critiques, again, beyond the classroom.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Another thing that we're starting this semester that we're really excited about is a speaker panel. And I'm hoping to bring on some people from some bigger companies, maybe Fox, maybe Apple TV. I'm kind of trying to look into that.
Which is really okay. Wow.
Right?
CBD.
So exciting. And then I also am planning on doing a writer's room simulation, just so people can get a feel of what it's like to be in a writer's room. And it's going to be, there's two parts to it. So it'll be one meeting and then another meeting as well. So we have a lot of really fun stuff planned. Also, we are super, super open for suggestions. Like, literally anyone in general wants to contribute to an idea for an event or an activity. We love hearing from members or non-members, because, you know, we're always looking for ideas to expand and grow the writing community.
Oh, wait, dude, this is crazy. Like, you're booked and busy. Courier's doing everything, collaboration within other clubs. Like, guys, it's so exciting. Like, all the events, like, you'll find me there next week, maybe, you know, I'll sign up.
You should pull up.
I will. Hold me to that.
I will.
So, Edie, please tell us, why did you choose to start Courier? Like, you touched a little bit on that, but like, just give us a rundown.
Definitely. So I love this story because, I don't know, I feel like it's a lot of what Tisch kids go through. I went into film and TV wanting to be a director of TARC, and I was super pumped about that experience, and I was really excited. And then when I got on my first set, like my first film set, it was not what I expected at all. And then as I got further into the year, I was like, oh, this is just really different than what I expected. And it's not exactly what I wanted to do. And so by the end of the first semester, I was freaking out. I was having like that career crisis where it's like, I'm here in film school. I have no idea what I want to do. How am I going to find something? But I am so eternally grateful for second semester, where I finally took my first screenwriting class. And that was just unbelievable experience. And I'm so grateful for my professor, Sylvia Sechelle. She is like the best, like, I don't even know how to describe her. She's just an incredible mentor to have. And she's really helped me kind of find my way as a writer. But anyways, after I finished the class, I was like, you know, I'm going to keep taking writing classes, but I also want to meet people like outside of the classroom and really find a community of other writers. Because, you know, I would talk to directors, I would talk to DP, I would talk to producers, but I really wanted to find other people who were like me, who wrote for TV, who had this vision, who were really fighting for that dream. And so I was going on NYU Engage and I was like, let's see, where is there a screenwriting club? And there wasn't. And I was so disappointed. I really wanted to find a place to work on my writing and meet other people. So I was like, why not start my own? And so I went through all the paperwork and all that, wrote the mission statement, designed the logo, did all of that crazy stuff. And now we're here today. And so that's my main goal, is really just creating a community for writers to get to keep working towards their goals and work on their work, you know?
Yeah, so it sounds like you built that support system that you didn't have, which is so everyone could have it in the future. And like, that's great, because like NYU Engage is hard to go through. And when there's like a million clubs, but like, there wasn't one, and now there is one, and we love that for it.
And I'm hoping that like it gets like beyond my time at NYU. I hope that it's like it's continued on, you know,
like a legacy. Yes,
love, yeah, like a legacy.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely, thank you. So going off of that, what about screenwriting entices you, like, directly? Like, is it something that you want to pursue in the future, or is it just something that you're just working on right now? Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's such a great question. So I think the biggest thing about screenwriting, or TV writing in particular, is what I'm really focused on, is the collaboration aspect of it. I think that I thrive on the electricity of those collaborative environments where you're sitting down with a group of people and you're all trying to solve a problem, or you're all brainstorming. And I really love that environment. And so it also helps that I also love what we're talking about. Like, I love characters, I love story. And I think telling stories is so important. So I love that we as a group have a shared vision, have a shared goal, have a shared ambition. And I think that just community of talking about art, about storytelling, is just something that I'm so naturally drawn to and that I want to be a part of. I'm not super picky about like the stories, I guess, that I want to collaborate on. I love just collaborating in general. Like, when someone sends me their script, I love reading scripts. I love reading scripts, providing feedback, working with people. I think it's just something that I'm really drawn to. And it so happens to be in this fantastic form of screenwriting. And so I just feel so honored to have found it and so excited to pursue it. But yeah, that's my end goal, is to work in a writer's room. And I mean, I don't have to showrun. Like, I mean, that would be cool,
but
just being a part of the process and bringing curiosity and an open mind to any team, really. So that's why I love screenwriting. And yeah, and that is something I do want to pursue in the future.
That's amazing, because like, yeah, just based on what you've just said in your answers, it does sound like you would be a perfect fit for like any writer's room. Because like, you have that idea of collaboration and like the passion of it all, which is so important that a lot of people, you know, sometimes miss. I see it in your future. I'm telling you, yeah, you're in it.
You know, it's so exciting. I'm looking forward to the bright future, honestly.
That's so good to hear. I love hearing this all about you. But then, so you said writer's room and screenwriting overall. You said you're leaning towards comedy. Are you open? Like, just tell me what stories you're open to, and like, what stories do you think are missing overall in like film and TV now?
Yeah, I think we really need more talking animal movies. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even know.
What? No, stop. You're right. Please.
I'm just kidding. No, but I think the stories that I lean towards / I think we need more of, or I don't know, I just think we never have enough of them, I guess, is using stories from history that are untold stories of history, I think, are really, really great. Like, I'm currently working on, you know, a TV show, a pilot that dives into like a story that not a lot of people know. And I think they totally should know. And it's mostly focusing on like those really niche jobs, those really niche environments. And I think that the nicheness, I think, is hard. Like, I think that relatability can be challenging when it comes to something so niche, but it's also like bringing in like universal experiences of like, you know, heartbreak, you know, grief of a traumatizing past, like those things like that can, you know, really connect the viewer with the character. And of course, like, I think we always need female driven stories. Like, I think having more female writers, you know, leading things, I think is so important. And I think that, you know, the more I go into my career, like into my schooling, like I can see how every person, you know, has their experiences and that experience influences their writing. And like, as a woman, like that has an influence on your writing. And it's, there's this like specificity that women have when they write that I think needs to be in the film world, that needs to be in our big female characters beyond being, you know, sexualized, beyond being shallow, beyond, you know, like, I, you know, it's like we look at those tests, like the Bechdel test, and it's like that is the bare minimum. And it's like, why we should be moving beyond that. Like, we should be incorporating female voices because they're so important, and like female voices from all different backgrounds, not, you know, it's so important to remain diverse and in a global perspective. So that was a very big answer, but
it's a big but good answer. Like, it's so true. Shout it out to the people in the back, because like, you're hitting on all the points that everyone should be talking about right now. Going off of that, just tell me about how it's been like navigating like the film space and like specifically the screenwriting like area as a woman. Like, have you dealt with any kind of adversity or just like, you know, any kind of obstacles just within school and like working with your art as well?
Yeah, for sure. So I guess the first thing that I think of is my first set experience. And I remember walking on set and it was just like a great environment. And, you know, what I didn't realize in the moment that I really look back on now and I'm so grateful for is that it was a female-led set. So the director was a woman, the DP was a woman, the AD was a woman. Like, it was, wow. Like, it was awesome. Like, it was so great.
And what the, set was the, this? Sorry.
But... It was, no, it was, it was directed by Stephanie. I can't remember her last name, but
Stephanie,
it was.
Stephanie, yeah, we'll
was,
find
was,
her.
Yeah, yeah, it was like last, it was like last semester. Anyways, it was a really great environment. And I was even allowed, like, the director of photography was, you know, on the last day of shooting, she's like, hey, do you want to try pulling focus? And I was like, wow, like, that's so awesome. Like, yes, totally. And it was just so awesome to, you know, be given the opportunities on set and be supported by other women. Like, I thought that was so awesome. And, you know, I didn't really realize how valuable that was until I went to other sets where I saw it was just a different environment, different direction, less women on set just in general. So I thought that was just really interesting to, it was really an eye-opening experience when I finally got onto my on different sets where I realized that, you know, women leading like all female team is not a norm. It's, you know, it's not super common, at least in my experience. I haven't experienced a lot of that, so I thought that was really interesting. But in screenwriting, I think that, you know, I read a lot of scripts, or I really try to, and I think that, you know, sometimes they're in development, sometimes they're not, sometimes they're fully done. And so one of the most common things that I see that I've really been thinking about recently is women's descriptions and being described as beautiful and how most women are described as beautiful. And like, you don't really see that kind of, I mean, you do see it in men characters, but you see it a lot in female characters where it's like, she's beautiful, she's beautiful. They're all beautiful. All of them are beautiful. And, you know, that's not a reality we live in. Not everyone. And also beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So it's like, that was really a big thing for me is like, what are descriptions beyond beauty that we can find to describe characters that literally aren't the word beautiful? I mean, there's a ton of variations of the word beautiful, but it's also just, you know, there are other ways to describe women beyond physical attractiveness. I think that's really where it comes in for me, where it's I personally in my writing really want to focus on moving beyond that, you know, letting casting directors take it in whichever way they want. But I don't know, I read a script recently. I read the script of Gentleman Jack. It's a show on
love it. Anyone HBO?
HBO, yes.
Yes. I think it's canceled, but I did,
but it was very, very good. And I was reading it and I saw the description of Anne Lister, the main character, and it said smart looking. It said smart looking, like smart. I can't remember the exact word, but I was like, it didn't even say she was beautiful. And I was like, I didn't even need it. It was so good the way the description was. And it wasn't like smart looking, like she looks intelligent. It's more like there's a sharpness to her that that I really, really appreciated some variation in the way that women are described as characters. And like, you can go online and like look up best character descriptions ever. And like, there are some really good ones for women. And then there are also some really bad ones that are just like, this is really shallow. This isn't what women are like. And so I think that, again, that comes in, ties in with bringing more women into the field, you know, finding female characters that have depth to them beyond their physical appearance and have really no relation, I guess, to their physical appearance. Like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes women are written to depend so much on the way they look and their bodies and that kind of stuff. I think we are moving beyond that. I do think we are, like, we're making steps every day, but I always think that we can grow.
For sure. And in the future, we'll see more. Definitely. Thank you for that answer, Edie, like always. So eloquent and lovely. So, with that being said, do you have any suggestions or tips for like incoming students, specifically women who are interested in screenwriting?
Yeah, for sure. I would definitely say, like, this may be super cliche, but stay true to your voice. And I think that's really important. And the stories you want to tell as a, you know, as a woman, also just thinking about the women in your life that have influenced you has been a really big help for me. Like, seeing all, this goes back on my last question, but I think sometimes I even get caught up in like describing all my characters as beautiful or all my characters as like this one specific way. And then I think it really helped me to think about the women in my lives and also the bonds we have with each other. And I think that that's also something that is so great. I think that female culture has some really great support systems. And I think that relying on those support systems or the lack of and how that affects characters and dynamics, I think that's just so, I think that's, I rely on that a lot. And I would recommend other writers to do the same, is just really thinking about who's in your world and how they've influenced you and bringing that into your work, because that's what you know and that's what should be told, you know?
Yes, lovely. Like, so you're saying role models, any specific like role models in your life that you'd like to share?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, my sister is a great role model. I think my mom is an exceptional role model as well. I mean, that's just like close family, but I think I think even strangers can be role models. You know, you see, you overhear conversations, or you just, if you're listening, I mean, as an artist, you're always listening, you're always taking in like fun. So I would say like my family for sure, but I think also people who I don't know super well, I think are also really inspiring to learn about.
It's so great to hear you talk like an artist as well, how you're listening to other people and getting those experiences as well. It's just so fun, like shows how great you've gone into your craft. But like, we're running out of time, so fun final question. What are your top three favorite movies or TV shows, present or long gone?
Yeah, for sure. So definitely The Great. Like, I'm just gonna like,
The Great
on blast right now, because
in Hulu.
If you have not seen The Great, watch The Great, because The Great is great. Like, I can't it would be a dream to write on that show. I think it's brilliantly done. I think the characters are awesome, like dynamic, the comedy. I mean, it is a little vulgar, so just know that going into it. But I mean, Elle Fanning is just peak.
Gorgeous. She's just great.
Peak person, peak character. Like, I love what she does with the character. My second one is probably, I'm going to say a comfort movie, because I think that, I don't know, I'm feeling it. I love The Princess Diaries 2.
I love that, the specificity. Yes.
Yes, so good. What's his name? I can't remember the actor's name. Her love.
Chris Pine.
I don't know. Chris Pine, yes.
Yes.
So attractive. Yes. Love him. He's young.
Sure is, great. Yeah.
I'm nervous to seeing what they're going to do, but with this, like, number three, very nervous about that, because the sequels have not been so hot recently, so very nervous.
Well, we can only hope,
We can only hope, you're right. Mm-hmm. And then my third one, it's New Girl. New Girl is, like, my comfort TV show. It's, like, I love it so much. Again, it would be an honor to have written on that show. I would love to do like a spinoff, like New Dude. Like, I'm just like obsessed with that idea.
Dude, it's a great
show. Yes, it's a female driven show. And I think that it's great to watch a comedy lead who is a woman and she kills it. And the characters she bounces off of are awesome as well. And I think it's super relatable. And I don't know, I would just love to live in that world of New Girl. I think it would be so fun. But yeah, those are my three.
Great recs all around. Like, should have like a list or something.
Yeah, it's great, a great show. For sure.
Yeah.
It should be
like,
fun.
I'm pretty sure you already have a pitch deck going on. You have the ideas, everything.
Should expect to see it next week.
Yes, it's going to be so exciting. Woohoo!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fusion Voices.
Once again, I was your host, Ilia Solano. And if you like this episode, check out our other episodes anywhere that you get your podcasts. To never miss a Fusion update, you can follow us on Instagram at Fusion Film Fest. A special thank you to our guest Edie Peffley, our faculty advisor Susan Sandler, this episode's producer Alora Lindsay, and the entire Fusion Voices team, Skylar Barefoot, Riley Foster, Margo McCoy, and Annika Brown.